Olawa, a resident, Ipitule Maposa, has a daughter in primary school. Maposa says he has had to arrange for remedial studies for his daughter because she was not doing well in Ndebele. Maposa, who is also the Southern Region spokesperson for ZAPU, says he subscribes to the view that the poor performance by students in Matabele and in their ordinary and advanced level examinations can be traced to their being taught by teachers who cannot speak isiNdebele, the main language spoken in the region.
The main contributing factor is the deployment of non-Ndebele speaking teachers, especially in our primary schools. I can give an example of my own daughter. She was taught by a non-Ndebele speaking teacher from ECD through to grade 1 and grade 2, and the Ndebele language was very bad to the extent that there was a need for extra lessons for her to pick up.
The debate on whether or not the deployment of non-Ndebele speaking teachers in Matabele contributes to poor results has been going on for a while now. The latest episode was sparked by the recent release of A-level results showing that students in the region fared poorer than those in other regions across the country. Parliament recently debated the issue of the deployment of non-Ndebele speaking teachers to Matabele. Education Minister Lazarus Dokora said having a regulation that bars such deployment would be the same as segregating teachers on the basis of their mother language. But Dokora's pronouncement has not stopped the debate. A student teacher who wants to remain anonymous says it is important to have teachers who can speak pupils' mother tongue, especially at primary school level.
I think it's bad, especially for children who are still at primary school, because at one point in your teaching, you probably need to use their mother language for them to understand. But then in this case, you won't be able to use any other language for them to understand. You'll only be limited to English, and there will be a huge communication breakdown between the two of you.
But another Lawa resident, who only wants to be identified as Emilia, says she does not agree with this school of thought. Emilia said since English is the medium of instruction as well as examination for all subjects except the local languages, she doesn't believe that having a non-Ndebele speaking teacher would necessarily make students perform poorly.
I don't think that statement is true, because if the subjects that they are failing are not maybe Ndebele related, or they are just other subjects that include maybe English, like most of the subjects that are being taught in English, like maths, science, and other subjects that are being taught, there might be other factors that contribute to the lower pass rate in Matabele and region, other than pointing a finger and saying it's the Shona maybe speaking teachers who are really contributing to the failure.
A teacher who does not want to speak on tape, as is not allowed to talk to the press, says Zimbabwe has in the past had expatriate teachers who were unable to communicate in local languages but would still help people perform well in various exams. The teacher adds that Zimbabwean educationists are highly rated in the region and have taught in neighboring countries without necessarily being able to speak the native languages of people in those countries. Former Undersecretary in the Ministry of Education, Isaac Mpofu, who is also a prolific isiNdebele author, has this to say.
The children go to school very hungry. There's very little food. That too is a contributory factor. But also the fact that the deployment of teachers is very unfair. As a result of the training of teachers, training colleges are inundated by students from elsewhere, and when they finish, they are deployed in the schools. They wouldn't care less about the success or failure of our people.
A linguist and director, Samkele Hadewe, of the Public Policy Research Institute of Zimbabwe, says from a purely academic point of view, it may not matter much what language a teacher speaks. Hadewe says the debate on the issue of language is laden with some social, economic and political concerns that have been expressed by people in the region, and there is need to discuss the issue openly but responsibly.
More often, when we debate issues of language, we use language because that is the manifestation, but the deep-seated issues, the root causes, which are social, economic, and political, and power issues, are never brought up. So when people say, in this area, these are the results of a community that does not speak our language, what does it mean? We need to interrogate it and say, what does it mean? Is it really about language, or is it about other issues?
Hadewe argues that instead of making simplistic conclusions, there is need for a thorough research on the problem of poor results in the Matabeleland region so that it can be adequately addressed.
We need a proper research to really establish the causes for the poor performance in the Matabeleland region.
Until the suggested research on the cause of poor examination results in the region has been carried out, people will continue to speculate. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lawayo, this is Taurai Shava.